you have a measuring tape?
Like the ones where you feel like
nobody knows.
I have like multiple. Yes. Like, yeah, like the ones for sewing. Like
this is the Grindcast.
I probably have three now.
Episode 11.
I always see it's so funny, like, at work at any given
moment. It's not much going on. But I promised.
Actually, not so much.
Promised you people that continue this journey through the center of the earth, through the center of my mind. And that's what we're going to do. We're just kind of hanging out. Talking about...
You measure right at the widest point.
Boobs and poop.
And then you compare the two measurements. So the measurement here is what you should be, what the number should be. Like 32, 34, whatever.
I'm going to introduce my two guests here. Vivian McBride.
Depending on the difference, and tell you what cup size you are.
Estelle.
I have like a chart.
So Jamaican Anno.
What's the relation? Like what, how much of a difference between those measurements does it have?
Like I think 5 inches is D.
Ooh. 5 inches of what?
A boob?
A boob. Yeah. The difference between your rib cage and the widest part of your boob, that amount of inches gives you your cup size.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that. That's great to know.
Yeah, for when you start growing boobs.
Mm-hmm. From the coming GMO-fueled estrogen spike in my body.
There you go. That's the spirit.
Yeah. So... I'm here talking with Vivian McBride, and what would you say that your profession is? Seamstress? We'll say seamstress.
Okay, it sounds better than cashier.
So as you're at your position, do you ever encounter any celebrities that come in and need a fabric for their chair?
Well... one of our clients for like reupholstery and whatnot, he actually makes really high-end furniture, like out of like sequoia and like fancy, yeah. And he'll do like stingray headboards and stuff.
Hmm.
Wait, you guys have actual like?
He's one of our clients.
Wait, but but do you
like
have...
real stingray? Like made from stingrays?
Yeah, like
is
really
that legal?
Like random high-end stuff.
Oh, shit.
You guys have that?
No, we don't carry it in the store. It's one of our clients. We do like window treatments and stuff for him. But he has access to like these really high-end exotic woods and skins.
Interesting.
I want that.
Yeah. So if you wanted like a headboard covered in zebra...
You could
he's
probably...
The kind of guy.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
you have
like a
zebra headboard guy. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that was a guy to have.
Not in, like, a sketchy, like, illegal imports kind of way, but,
I
like,
think it's illegal to have zebra.
So maybe it was a bad example.
All right.
You know what I meant?
No.
But...
You can have monkey.
One of his clients, and who became one of his, like, I think he, like, co-owns the business. Like, he's one of his partners or something.
Right.
It's Brad Pitt.
Oh, shit. Dropping names, bitch. You hear that?
So
Grindcast.
Like,
Brad Pitt. Related.
I was like, dude, you need to, like, find an excuse to bring him in the store for window treatments or something. If you know Brad, obviously you need to bring him into the store and make all of us happy.
Right.
That's crazy.
But he was, like, telling Joyce when she was there for an appointment how Brad was on his couch the night before, like, getting drunk and whatever. And she was like, this is when you need to call me. When you have Brad Pitt drunk on your couch is when you call me. You just measure from some drapes, like, at 1 o'clock in the morning when you got Brad Pitt, like, drunk on your couch.
Seriously. Although I've never really been that into Brad Pitt. He never striked my fancy. He wasn't my type. He's too, like,
are you sure you like boys?
I do like boys. I don't like that kind of boy.
Like,
I
how can you not like Brad Pitt? He's the epitome of everything
little boys.
That's sexy.
No. See, I thought that more of, like, a Brandon Boyd. I'm more of a Brandon Boyd type.
I don't even know who that is.
Incubus? Lead singer of Incubus? Come on now. Come on now. Beautiful. Man is beautiful.
But he kind of looks like,
Hold on, I'm looking him up.
He looks like a, pussied out Brad Pitt, though.
All right, then maybe I just like a pussied out Brad Pitt. Like, Brandon Boyd. I want to see him, like...
One of my coworkers the other day was, like, saying some really, like, random gay shit.
What do you mean?
Like, they were talking about a movie that Leonardo DiCaprio was in. He's, like, just standing there and he goes to talks, says, like, out loud, like, thinking to himself, he's a sexy man. Thank you for sharing that.
Wait,
we were talking about a movie that had Leonardo DiCaprio in it, and he just, like, blurts out, he's a sexy man. Hmm. Like, and then we all look at him like,
well, thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
He's a sexy man.
Right? And, like, he's changed so much over the years. Like, it doesn't matter what your kind of sexy is. You liked him at some point in his life.
You know, either you liked him at Basketball Diaries or you liked him on Shutter Island.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
One or the other. I liked him in both.
I always really liked him in the Drive video.
This is, like, some girly romantic shit, but I actually liked him in Titanic, and a lot of that was based on, like, the character.
I never saw Titanic.
I still want to make him watch Titanic.
I think it's just, like, a thing that you should do.
If there's such a thing as past lives, I think I'd drive Titanic.
I guarantee it's not as bad as you think it is.
It's not that I think it's that bad. It's that when it came out, there was so much shit about it. Everybody and their mother was talking about Titanic. And you had to see Titanic. It was like abomination if you didn't see Titanic. So to me, it was like, you know, everybody goes right, I have to fucking go left.
Yeah, I get what you
so
mean.
So I didn't want to see it for that reason because I was young and I was trying to be fucking different. But then I didn't want to see it based on principle because then it was like it was being shoved down your throat. See this movie, fucking Celine Dion. We were in high school. They make us sing that fucking song. For chorus, I don't know if you were in 8th grade chorus or whatever, but they made us fucking sing that song, and I didn't know what it was from, and everybody was, oh, it's a Titanic song. Oh, great, now I have to sing the song, I didn't even see the movie. Great, thank you.
That's exactly how it...
I was going to say Miss Big Head, that's what...
Nice.
Anyway.
That's exactly how I felt with Blair Witch. I've still never seen Blair Witch Project.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched that with Jen, and it sucked really hard.
When I saw that,
I was really into it.
I was really into that movie when I saw it. I saw it like 3 times in the theater.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I believed it. It was real. It was before the...
You saw it 3 times in the theater?
Yep.
I've seen movies that I've, like, fucking loved that I have not paid to see more than once.
I was very young. I wasn't paying for it at the time.
All right. The only time I've seen a movie more than once is, like, people who are like, oh, man, I really want to go see this. I'm like, I've already seen it, but I guess we can, like, go just to go to the movies.
Yeah. You can't do that nowadays, though. It's like $18 to go see a movie.
I just went to go see Her. That was actually really good.
Was that
and
good?
I think you would appreciate it.
Really?
Because it's really cerebral.
Hmm.
But, so you were talking about, like, spiting people, like, because you don't want to be wrong.
Right.
Sort of. But I guess that isn't really a very good description. Anyway, to segue from the conversation before. So we go to see Her, and we pass this woman, like, on the way to the theater, and we overhear her saying, you never know when the movie theater is going to sell out of tickets. I always buy my ahead of time. And I'm like, crazy old lady, I'm making a joke. Like, I don't think I've ever been to a movie and had it be sold out.
Right.
So we get to the movie theater.
I have, but that's another story.
Okay.
I have too.
And we find out that Her is sold out. And I was like, touche, old lady.
Fucking bitch.
So.
She's the one with the Flixster app. Fucking 30 years older than us.
So it turns out there were actually 5 tickets left, and we did wind up getting in. But. Point still stands. I'm making fun of her because
she's
like being a crazy old lady, and she was right. Because it was like the night before the Oscars, and it was Oscar nominated, and people were trying to go in and see all the Oscar movies before the Oscars.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was really good. I think that you would appreciate it.
Yeah, I should check it out.
I'll check it out, yeah. I wanted to see Gravity.
But
I saw
too.
The trailer, so I guess that's enough.
I wanted to see it in IMAX. When it was in, like, the crazy...
I want to see with the Oculus Rift, honestly. I'd like to get the Oculus Rift just to watch Gravity. Because, I mean, it's good for movies, apparently, too.
That would be really terrifying.
It would be terrifying. You'd be, like, in space.
The only thing you told me about that movie was that, like, it scared, even the trailer scared the shit of him, and he didn't want to see it.
Really?
No, because I remember
it was it freaked me out. It did. It does.
We saw the trailer for the first time in the theater on like the big screen.
Yeah, it was scary.
It was just like,
it made me really want to see it. But
what did we go see?
Who was in that movie? Sarah Michelle Gellar.
No. Fucking Saranda. Sandra Bullock.
Saranda Bullock. Yes. Jackson Pollock.
And George Clooney, right?
It was George Clooney, that guy.
It was two, like, big guys that had big things back in the day.
I actually kind of want to see big things now. Buyers Club. I know it'll be really sad, and it's probably make me, like, cry, but...
That's a dude that I think is hot.
Jared Leto?
Yep. He's beautiful.
See, Jared Leto plays the tranny.
I go for him.
I know that guy.
I'm intrigued.
I would take him over Brad Pitt any day. That hair is gorgeous.
He's a little pretty.
The tranny hair?
I like him better with, like, a shorter hair.
Tranny's a derogatory term now.
Yeah?
Can't say it.
All right.
It's like saying the N-word.
I don't mean offense by it.
I know, but it's like back when people said, hey, fag, you know, like, now it's like, you guys are fags. I don't mean offense by it.
Well,
supposedly.
I would think queer is more than fag.
Queer is different. Queer is, like, different than gay, supposedly. Because it's LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the new thing.
When was there a Q?
There's a Q now. The Q.
Really?
The Q is a new thing, yeah. It's LGBTQ.
I guess it's like the other?
Queer is supposed to represent...
I'm sorry to my gay friends.
Well, it's supposed to represent, like, the people who want to be called they, and... people who don't, who are asexual and, like, other things. Because LGBT, transgender's in there, and then Q. Yeah, the Q is the other shit.
Other. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
People who think that they're part animal.
Oh, God, the Q includes furries. The Q should not include furries.
Maybe it does. I don't know.
I'm just pulling out of my ass. I consider myself an open-minded individual, and there is a lot of weird sexual shit that I'm just like, whatever.
Right.
That's something that freaks me out.
Well, the furry thing kind of freaks me out for several reasons. Number one, it's kind of, it almost conjures like a child innocent sort of thing that's like creepy, and it's in that sense, and it's also creepy in the sense that, you know. There could be, I don't know, there could be any kind of diseases going on underneath the bear costume. Honestly, that's what I was thinking, because I saw that show, The Gigolos, and the one guy was like, oh, you know, I never felt like I regretted anything in my life until I banged a teddy bear.
Oh, that's what we saw in the suit.
Yeah.
Joel McHale, I think he's kind of hot in a weird way. Like, I would take him over Brad Pitt any day, please.
You've never seen Thelma and Louise, have you?
I have seen Thelma and Louise plenty of times. I'm not impressed by the Brad Pitt. I think Brad Pitt is too pretty. He's too much of a chiseled Ken doll for me. That's what I equate him to. Like, he's too perfect.
You know what? When I was younger,
a little bit of imperfection.
I liked the pretty boys. And then as I've gotten older, I've liked the more and more manly type with the chiseled jaw and whatnot. I don't know. And, like, I used to, like, the really, like, skinny, lanky, like, that body type, and, like, muscles have gotten more appealing.
Yummy.
I like a little bit of muscle, but I like a swimmer's build, like a lean muscle.
Yummy.
I don't like the beefy muscle, and I feel like
not
Brad
like
Pitt
football
is too
player
beefy.
Shit.
Oh, yeah,
not
Brad Pitt's a little too football player for me. He's a little
I think he's just
really
the
powerful.
I like to know that, like, I can still kick the guy's ass. All I'm saying. No.
Well, like in Thelma and Louise, he's still pretty, like, boyish.
It smells really good.
Yeah, I guess he's alright in Thelma and Louise.
The cowboy thing where he's like never wearing a shirt. Oof.
I don't know if I was ever a fan of blondes. I didn't get down with the blondes. I like the
I do kind of like him as Louis in Interview with the Vampire. It's so lame.
Oh, no, he's cute in that movie.
With the eyes? He's got, like, the contacts in? Yeah.
I give him that.
He is like super masculine compared to Twilight shit.
God, I remember.
You know what's you should be? We should both be thankful for. If we were that age right now, we'd probably be into that shit.
No, I like.
We like dodge the bullet.
Yeah.
We could be into
better of ourselves.
No,
I know.
Nope.
We got the good vampires. We got Buffy.
Yeah.
We got Interview with. We just got lucky.
But if that was our generation,
our generation rocks. You guys have sparkly vampires. Fuck you guys.
No, but we
just
yeah. No.
They look like us with the bracelets and the hair.
You know what
kind of
upsets? It doesn't really upset me, but it's like we grew up, and I grew up as like a skateboarder back in the day when it was like. Oh my god, you're a skateboarder? Like, what do you, don't break anything, you know what I mean? And now, like, every kid, every suburban kid has a skateboard.
Throwback shit, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, moms are bringing their fucking kids to skateboard practice at the fucking, at the local watering hole or whatever they go.
Yeah. That's what I hope happens for tattoos and tattooed people.
Eventually, I think
I
it'll
think
be like,
it's
honey?
Becoming more well, commonplace and not.
My mom asked me if I wanted a tattoo when I was, like, 13 years old. And I told her no because I thought my muscles were going to grow it too much. Stretch it out. I said, no, I'm going to, when I work out, it's going to stretch and then I'm going to have to deal with it. And that's why I didn't get a tattoo when I was like 13. But look, it's like my arms are the same size when I was, as what they were when I was 13. So I should have.
It wouldn't have even mattered.
And it would have been like, yeah, I remember.
I've thought of the opposite where like, I do that girly shit where it's like, when I lose weight. Yeah. I don't want it to look all wrinkly and shit, you know?
Yeah. Ah, oh, man, I don't have any, do you have any suggestions for 15 minutes?
Put on baby metal.
Okay, we could do that,
do
yeah.
Some baby metal.
We'll do that. My thing, I have this shit called No Script that automatically
gets
rid of
metal?
Everything. Oh, man, I hope the recording doesn't, it's being a little weird right now, because I'm trying to act. No, it's not
you
a Slenovo.
Talk about how weird balls are now.
It's a we'll get in. Well, yeah, we'll get into that when we come back.
The commercial break.
Yeah, we're having a commercial
no
break real quick.
Just music.
You made me stop my rant so that we could record it.
Right. Bing. And then that never happened.
Hey, we still have the boob conversation. That should.
Well, that's where I came in.
At some point.
So yeah.
Which one?
I missed a lot of good conversations. Because trying to set this crazy thing up, I left my equipment in Pennsylvania.
We
so I'll have to go
really
back up there.
Some interesting topics tonight.
Yeah.
Hating police.
Is this the one?
Poop, anal sex, whichever one you want to put on. Those are the two that I showed you.
Oh, okay. What do you suggest?
This one's different. It's more poppy.
Oh, whatever. I mean, we could do.
Maybe
this
give
one.
Me chocolate or that one. Those are more metal.
All right. Yeah. Well, this is apparently this is baby metal. This is a live performance of Give Me Chocolate, published on February 25th, 2014 on YouTube. Allow now. No script. Allow now. Oh, wait. We're going to have to go through a commercial. I think I have to mute this. No. Oh, there it goes. That was weird. That was so strange. I didn't know I could do that. Now, I hit mute on the computer, and it muted the microphone.
Oh.
Anyway, let's go back here. shit. See you in the mosh pit, bitch.
Molds to your shit, supposedly.
I turned that way too high. I'm sorry, people. That was Baby Metal. I don't know what the fuck that was, but that was Vivian McBride's favorite band, apparently. And, what were we talking about? Dog balls?
No.
When I was in Ohio, there was this guy who had this dog named Hitler. And, he was racist. He wasn't an accident. He was racist and the dog was racist. And, all I remember was that dog's balls. Because I was on mushrooms at the time. And that dude fucking had the dog, and his balls were fucking huge. Anyway, so we were talking about balls.
I think the conversation started about, like, girls being self-conscious about weird, like, body, boob, vagina things. And, like, guys are, like, whatever, they're, like, still sexy.
They're still there, yeah.
And you mentioned the whole penis jiggle thing, and I said if you should be
right,
if you should be self-conscious of anything, it's balls, because balls look silly and they do funky things.
Right, they do. If when you cough, they go up sometimes, or some you can make them go up.
They just move randomly all the time.
Like next time, ask fucking Jameson at home to see if he can, you know, because I think every guy can do it. You can sit there and you can, like, raise and lower your balls. It's possible.
I've seen the penis wiggle, where you can flex your penis and make it move.
No, you can raise and lower your ball. At least I can. I don't know if that's normal. But that's, like, I think when you do Kegels, that's what it does. Because when you're flexing the muscle, enough, it makes the balls
do anything
go up
for you?
Well, supposedly when you do Kegels as a guy, it makes your pee-pee bigger. And it makes, yeah, supposedly.
Like it makes the blood flow.
It makes
there.
The blood flow there bigger. It makes your erections harder and more pronounced.
Would it give you more control?
Yes, it gives you more
I
control.
Think that Kegels for girls gives you more control, too.
Yeah, it gives you more control over your ejaculations.
Like, when you're having sex, you have more control over, like, tightening and when to tighten.
Oh, right, okay.
Ways to do things.
Right, okay.
Right?
Wait, what?
No?
All right. Like,
Kegels? Are we still talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And it gives you more control, like, when you're having sex, too. Not just when you come. But, like...
Right, you
the
can...
The way that you do things.
You can squeeze and whatever.
Mm-hmm. At certain times, in certain patterns, in certain... Kind of almost like a stroke, right?
I'm doing them right now. I don't know.
That's the new thing. You know, I see it on TV. I see it in, like, sitcoms and whatnot. People are doing Kegels. It's pretty weird.
Like, why?
I'm surprised that it's, like, a major thing on the mainstream. What?
If she does Kegels on the train, no one will know.
Yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows the Kegels I do.
When you're watching Hulu and there's
having a sandwich. Have you ever noticed what sucks about fucking Hulu is it fucking, if you pause it and you talk about Aziz Ansari for too long, you know, his career, how he's kind of funny. He's a cool guy. I like Aziz Ansari. He was on Parks and Rec. I follow him on Twitter. He's a nice guy. I like him. But you pause Hulu, you talk about him for too long. You press play again on Hulu. They fucking give you another commercial. Bullshit, I say. You already watched a commercial, so you pause it. You're like, oh,
Aziz. How does that happen?
Really? That doesn't happen to you?
I really only paused to, like, go to the bathroom or something.
Oh, okay. See, we paused it.
I left it paused for a long time.
Well, when you talk about Aziz Ansari, you tend to go on tangents.
This seems like a specific scenario.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so talk about him for too long, and, you know, he causes you to go back on your Hulu regimen. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by the waves. I'm watching the waves go as I talk.
They're only waves because they're blue.
Yeah, I guess they are waves, yeah.
So, you paused it to talk about Aziz Ansari.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, fuck you.
After the commercial.
Okay. And then it was like, fuck you, you need another one because you paused me for too long?
Yes.
Could it have been that, like, it was you had only watched 4 out of 5 or something?
No, because it happens...
they're up to 5 now. I remember when I first started watching Hulu, it was one.
There was one, and then there was 2.
And then all of a sudden it was 5. I think they skipped 3 and 4. They swept right through it. That's because that's what other websites were already doing. Like, if you went to CW or ABC, they had 5 commercials already, even when Hulu only had 2.
Hmm.
And then they were like, oh, well, you can get away with this, so let's do it too.
Netflix stays strong.
I was excited about Hulu Plus until I found out that you still had commercials. Like, yeah. Why would you pay for
you
that?
You still have fucking commercials. Do you hear that, bitches?
Like, if you're paying for
Hulu?
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Well, it's like paying for cable. We have you pay for cable and you have to watch commercials.
Yeah, but that's like buying
movie.
A landline nowadays.
Oh, like, they do it during movies? I never watch movies on Hulu.
Oh,
I
they do it during movies?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's the same as if you watch a TV show.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's like if you watched a movie on, like, TMC.
What?
They put commercials
ridiculous.
In.
That makes
that's
me want to
awful.
Cancel. Even though I never, ever watch movies on Hulu, so I didn't even know that this was a thing.
No, but I didn't know that they had commercials during movies.
I really don't
know. Oh, you should cancel that shit.
Yeah, that's...
You should cancel.
I don't have Hulu Plus.
Hear that, Hulu?
I would never
She's
pay
got
money
Hulu
for that.
Plus, yeah.
We're you paying. Do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had it for a while.
Really? I use it for TV shows, because...
Maybe...
I just don't
I guess it's possible
movies.
On Hulu Plus.
Well,
they
you could
the
see...
commercials out, but I know on regular Hulu they don't.
No.
I definitely...
I mean, we have commercials for TV.
All right, we'll test that theory later. Oh... Met some cool people on Omegle when I was in Pennsylvania with my friend Sean, who used to be the old co-host, regular co-host of this show, until I had to move and do crazy shit. But met some people, and they were pretty cool. There's this dude from, like, West Virginia who was trying to trade Sudafed for, like, K2. Or whatever that shit is.
What?
Back to the liquor store. That's what sucks about no script. This one. I remember this one.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the video for the last one, you had to watch the video for the last one in order to get what was going on. So they're at this concert right now. Oh, black man than Tutu kind of comforts me. It's the only recognizable thing in what's going on here. It is, but
that face.
Hey.
No.
Oh shit, this has been on the whole time. I almost just X'd out of the entire thing. I'm glad I didn't do that. This is the Grindcast. We've been around for, I'm gonna say we've been around for 5 years. Since 2009. This has been a tradition in my family. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. What is this, Fireball going on here? You know it's a new thing on the Jersey Shore?
Oh, it's
Fireball! Take a Fireball, bro!
Oh, I guess that explains why I was in the whiskey aisle. Durr.
But it's yummy.
It's Fireball whiskey. Yeah, but...
Can I try it?
Yeah.
Have it.
It's really good. If you like Fireball candies, it's so yummy. It really is.
I can edit...
I don't like... hard liquor. I can't handle it, but
let me edit some.
It tastes like candy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It just tastes like a Fireball. Mm-hmm. That's all it tastes like.
But then you get the very warm feeling going down. Feeling,
but it's all right.
Like, yeah, it's there.
Like, yep. It's there. That's alcohol. See, that's why I like this stuff, because it's like, you know you're drinking.
Ugh. This is too much for me. I can't do it.
I just automatically picked that up. That was disturbing. I forgot that it wasn't my wine next to me and just picked it up and, like, went to drink it.
That is, yeah, I like baby metal. It's pretty good. I'm trying to create a scenario here where maybe we're walking on some water. I know, it's water, the water under our feet. To walk through some long grass here. We're all Jesus.
I am not Jesus.
We are all Jesus. Everyone. Everyone. Oh, is that too low?
10 followers right now.
That's the thing. Once I get above 30, I think I'm going to have a fucking party. Over 30 party.
Well, I think you've got a good chance of getting two more.
Oh, snap. Yeah, baby. Add me on that Twitter. On that Twitter feed, baby.
Yeah, I don't Twitter. Sorry.
Oh, I don't understand the Twitter.
But I can follow you on iTunes.
Follow me on that iTunes, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You have like only like one of maybe half a dozen. I only listen to a couple podcasts.
This is a pretty terrible one. I'm sorry that I'll be one of half a dozen because it's probably going to be a waste of your time. But at least you know me personally, so it'll be like, oh, what's Marcus up to? You just listen to the podcast.
Be like, oh, he hung out with Mark last week.
Did you hear that one? Anyway, you know what that time is. You know what time that is. Oh, wait a minute. I know what I can do here. Hello? Is that going to work? Oh, it might work a little bit. You know what time it is.
Oh, God damn it. Not this again. You're losing, like, 20 followers right now. I bet they're all like, really? Really? This again?
What is the color purple? Red, green, purple, purple.
Were those like A, B, C, D?
Yes. You won. That's it. Thank you very much for playing. That's the end of the game. I'm sorry. If you listen to the other episodes, there was a couple. Yeah, you're wrong.
There's a distinction between C and D. What makes one right and the other one wrong?
See, you were right. That was for all the marbles.
There Little
did everybody else know.
In terms of him asking the question, that he would have assigned one an arbitrarily correct answer. So I was like, I think he's going to go with C. I was surprised that he went with both answers.
That's very intuitive. I appreciate that.
That was my line of thinking.
She put your, like, psyche, like, into, like, consideration about her answer.
Well...
She's like, who is the person asking? Like, an apples to apples. Where you have to, like, figure out who the judge is. And you're like, which one would they find funnier?
I was surprisingly bad at that game when I first played it.
I actually expected my response to be wrong. You were going to arbitrarily pick one to be right and one to be wrong.
No.
That's why I was like, what do I say? They're both the same.
You were right. I mean, you have to play the game a certain way. It works a certain way.
You know how you can write in responses and shit? We got my little cousin, who is probably single-digit age, to say stash box. We also got... Oh, what was the other one we got him to say? There was, like, something else ridiculous. I think it was stash box, but he also has a British accent.
Oh, that creepy little fucker? The one who was talking about stabbing you and killing you?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, we have a video of that. I think I still have it on my phone.
Do you have that? Play that. Can you play that for this?
One more time. What?
Oh, no.
What do you
Please.
Mean you have a video
play
of that.
That, oh that God, needs oh to be. God, oh you fucking God. Crazy British
if that,
fucks.
If that ever gets out, though, I would get in so much trouble.
They're not going to know who the fuck it is. Just play it, please. It'll be fucking grindcast gold,
Why
please.
Why do you have a video of him threatening to kill you?
I need this British kid on my fucking podcast, please.
Me and my two cousins, my older cousins that I was sitting with while this was happening, could not believe what was actually happening. So in the day of the smartphone, we all whipped out our fucking phones and started recording him because we were just like, oh my God, what is he saying?
He's like, I have a knife.
Oh my God.
I'll kill you.
And like, take me back to England so him and his friends could kill me. He was gonna... hold on.
Find the video. No, that's on that phone. I know it is because that's the only smartphone. Oh no, but you got rid of the other one. I hope that wasn't...
I am horrified by this.
It's creepier because he's got a British accent. I think it's that much creepier.
I think it makes it makes it less creepier.
No, I don't know. Hold on. Because he's like an evil villain.
British. They don't even carry guns. They're harmless.
But he's like an evil villain. He's like Dr. Evil. He's like, I'm going to kill you. He's like, well, no, I guess he sounds like a...
I think that's because it's a child. I find children creepy.
Yeah, but even...
Like, horror movies with children, for me, are the creepiest.
Like, little American girls are very creepy, but little British boys are equally as creepy for me. That might just be me. But
American boys are fine.
They're okay. They're
just
not...
the girls.
Yeah, the girls are really creepy.
But the British girls are fine, too. Just the boys.
The British girls are okay, yeah. They're not really that creepy. But the boys are very fucking creepy. Oh, come here.
No. Because he was saying, like, bad words with us, so we were like, what other words do you know? Because he was saying bloody wanker. He was calling everyone a bloody wanker. This was after he was, like, beating one of my uncles with, like, a stick. Or maybe that happened the next night. I can't remember. Because we were roasting marshmallows.
I've got a knife.
I don't know about that. They're all the way in England. How are they going to help you here?
Whoa.
I don't know, though. I feel like...
I could have brought them on a flight here, and then they will come here.
I feel like they won't even be able to get on the flight by themselves.
You're antagonizing this poor child.
Yeah, why are you antagonizing the kid?
9 years old? Yeah. Minors. He's threatening to kill me. He's being crazy.
But you're poking him.
Yeah,
I guess we were. 15. I could take a 15-year-old. We were all drunk.
I could take a 15-year-old.
Well, you were like, what other bad words shouldn't you say? Can you say them for us?
But, to be fair, he was already saying it.
Okay.
To be fair.
I'm making fun of you.
I know.
You're
it's
just... on the child.
But, I was just like...
Creepy British fucking kid, man.
I just wanted to see what else he could come up with, because I was so...
I'll strangle you on the flight, on the whole flight.
Thought, like,
okay.
I'll kill you.
That, like, no, it's terrifying. It's thought, absolutely terrifying.
And I was
terrifying.
Just like, how far does this go?
Yeah.
Like...
So... This is the part of the show where I want to talk about dreams. What is the best dream? Maybe the best, either the best dream you've ever had or the most exciting dream you've ever had. Sometimes it's flying around. Sometimes it's anything you could want it to be. One time I had a dream that I was in that dig dug game, and I was digging down into the dirt, and I found treasure. That was a pretty cool dream.
I do have a pretty memorable one, but I also have really had a weird one last night.
What's that?
In my dream, I went to a wedding that was themed after some sort of romantic comedy. And so this romantic comedy was like this weird... Like, the story involved some sort of radioactive material. And then after this wedding, I go home, I'm, like, all drunk or whatever. And then they start making, like, announcements, and there are sirens about the radioactive material, like, all over the place. And then we need to, like, report immediately to this, like, facility to be protected from the radioactive stuff. So we're, like, now living out this weird romantic comedy. that I've imagined in my head that this wedding is based off of, right? So I create a whole movie in my head that this, like, world is based after. And then they're like, you gotta get here immediately, but you need to be careful on the way here because there's, like, radioactive spills everywhere. And so, of course, it's like a cartoon. All of a sudden, I'm in The Simpsons. And they're, like, the glowing green piles everywhere.
Oh, shit.
I woke up and I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow.
What was that?
That's really weird.
And that's all I remember. It was, yeah. But the really memorable one. So, one of my best dreams, actually, would be, I'm having, like, the zombie apocalypse dream. And we, like, barricade ourselves in some sort of apartment. And a zombie platypus gets under the bottom of the door and bites.
No.
Suddenly we're on the roof.
This is your best dream?
Let me finish.
You really like zombies.
So it's bitten by the zombie platypus.
I'll bleep her name out so she's not in this.
Okay. So Caroline gets bit by the zombie platypus, and suddenly we're on the roof, and Caroline throws herself off the top of the building, and then all of a sudden Caroline's in the top of the building with me again. She's like, no, I'm hurt too bad. And so she throws herself off the building again.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
So she's going to become a zombie. Then I go back, suddenly I'm back into the apartment.
Oh, poor Caroline.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this, like, these people were like, oh, we're engaged and I want to get married before I, like, become a zombie or, like, die.
Just random people.
Yep, random people. And so, in the zombie apocalypse, trapped in this apartment, they suddenly get married by, like, some random dude.
Oh, wow. Huh.
Yeah. So, but then I, like, wake up, of course, in this, like, cold sweat where I'm like, oh, no, Caroline's dead. What happened? I'm, like, crying.
Oh, God.
Like, I wake up crying. And I'm like, that's what the fuck? And then I was like, catch myself. And I'm like, that is the most ridiculous thing ever. And then, like, you know, it was just the funniest thing.
I mean, yeah, that's it, they can be really like fucking that. Serious and really scary sometimes.
They can. I have, like, some
you can't
really
punch anybody in your dreams. Okay, do you guys, I don't know if it's like a male thing, but when you try to.
I'm done with that one too.
Because I've actually, you know what? I've never talked to a girl about whether or not they've had a dream where. Have you ever tried to punch anybody in a dream?
Oh, yeah.
And you can't punch them?
Yeah.
Okay,
mostly
that's.
Mostly it's running.
And you can't run?
I can't run.
Okay,
it's
so
like
that's just a
fiction.
Human thing.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Really?
Yeah, no.
You can't run? You know the trick? You have to run backwards. Run backwards.
I don't think I've ever had the I can't run one.
Well, the ones where you're trying to run away or something, and then, like, suddenly the ground is not level. It's like. On a hill and you're like sliding back down towards whatever it is you're trying to run away from.
I've never had those.
Those were in a school too. It was very symbolic. Mm. It was like slapping yourself in the face symbolic where they're like, you're scared of the situation you have at school. Yeah, I know what that one means.
Yeah.
The zombie platypus thing, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, get out the dream book.
It means that I need to not read The Walking Dead before going to sleep.
What do you think this one means? When I was little, I had this dream where I woke up in my bed and I go downstairs and, like, it was just eerily quiet. Like, I looked around, there weren't any cars going by, there weren't any people noticeably about, and I thought it was weird, and I'm, like, calling for my mom, and I'm just like, where is everybody? And then I realized every single person in the world, except for me, turned into a life-size Barbie doll, could not move.
Oh my God, that's terrifying.
Was just Barbie. All of them. Barbie. My family included.
Specifically
Barbie.
Barbies?
It was that same, like, the shape of
like
the arm,
the hand is straight.
The way the feet were shaped. Like, they were all plastic. Lifeless Barbies. I freaked out. I ran back upstairs. And I remember this stuffed animal that my Grammy gave me. Or whatever. I saw it. It was a stuffed animal that looked like a cat that my aunt had. And that's, I guess, why she gave it to me or something. Because I like that cat. Whatever. Long story short, this cat was under my bed, just, like, lying on the side with glowing green eyes going, like, the creepiest, like, meow. And I just woke up and I was like, oh, my God. And when I woke up, my mom did not tell me this until many, many, many years later. And this traumatized me as a kid. But I don't remember her coming into my room. But I woke up with that cat stuffed animal and another stuffed animal that my Grammy gave me in my arms that I knew for a fact I did not go to sleep with. And it freaked me out because of that dream. Like, she didn't know the dream that I had with that. And that that cat was under my bed in the dream, and to wake up it with it in my arms and not know chills. How it got there, I was, like, blown away. And I also knew that I lived in a murder apartment, and we suspected ghosts.
When you were living in that apartment?
Yep.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was just like, what the hell? Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable. Moving on. I'm uncomfortable.
Wahahaha. Yep, that's my scary dream.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have a sound for this. Hold on.
Wait. I have another good scary one. This one's a quick one. Okay.
I'm sorry. I drank, like, an entire bottle of wine.
Hold on, wait. Let me do the laugh.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
No, it's okay. Do I have to...
That's very fucking creepy.
Many years later. Many, many years later. And I was like, seriously? I think we were in, like, a drive-thru line. And she told... And I turned to her and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you know how terrified I was? She apologized, but she's like, I had no idea you had that dream. Like,
that's very strange.
In the middle of the night. Maybe I, like, kind of woke up a little or, like... I don't know. Like... But I don't remember her coming in.
Yeah, I don't know. That's some creepy shit. Yeah, I had an experience with a ghost when I was in PA. I told you about that. I was asleep in my bedroom, and in the other room, this piece of the wall from a previous house that I was living in that I cut out rised up above, like, a bunch of shot glasses that we had. It was on a shelf, and there was a bunch of shot glasses in front of it, and it rised up, and it came out and fucking slapped on the floor, apparently. And I only say that that's what it did, because that's the only thing that it could have done in order for it to fucking,
like,
fall where it was.
My hand here were the shot glasses, and this is, like, my leg is the shelf, and here's the piece of the wall on the shelf.
Right. It was leaning back.
It was like that.
It was leaning against the wall, like, this way.
Okay, so it's like
there
that.
There was no way.
It's, if, like, leaning against the wall.
The only logical way that it could have fallen, like, logically fallen, were is if it fell like this and knocked everything over.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Did one of those.
Fell, like, not, with the bottom coming out.
Not like...
Yeah, because everything in front of it was there.
So it just, like, went right over it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I couldn't explain. I was like, because there was shit in front of it. There was all kinds
it
of glass.
It didn't, like, slide out?
No. There
way?
Was glass, shit, shot glasses in front of it, and it was leaned up against the motherfucking wall, and that thing had to have risen up and fallen on the fucking floor, because there was no other way. There was absolutely no other way.
See, that's what, alright, if we're gonna get into this, then... I guess we can maybe talk about that. Because okay. I wanted to tell you about that. Anyway.
What I did!
That was spooky. See, shit's falling over.
We're getting spooky now. We're getting spooky. Well, okay, my quick dream one was I had a Jurassic Park-related dream as a kid. It's not as cool as it sounds. It was just me, my
Dude,
mom.
Dude, if I could lucid dream, I would probably be that.
No,
you could teach yourself how to do that.
No, but it wasn't like a cool Jurassic Park. It was like my mom and my two aunts and me, we were driving, and I remember I was sitting in the back seat on the right side, and we're driving along, and we come across this, like, empty, vacant lot, and It's, like, all dusty and, like, deserty, and there's, like, tumbleweeds and shit. And I just remember we're sitting there, and they're, like, looking at a map, trying to figure out where the fuck we are, because we're in the middle of nowhere. And I look up, and I see, like, this old, like, metal sign with, like, some of the big, like, letters are missing, and it spells out Jurassic Park, but it said, like, Urakic Park or whatever. It wasn't, like, perfect. They were broken and falling down. So we're sitting there, they're reading the map, and then out of nowhere, this T-Rex just comes and stomps on the car, and I remember feeling the glass go through my eyes, and then I woke up.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Like, we were all panicking, and like, and then that's what I woke up to.
I had a dream when I was little, after watching 101 Dalmatians, that I was kidnapped by two bad men and taken away from my family and put into a bag. Yeah, just like in 101 Dalmatians.
Oh my god.
How my brain interpreted in such a horrific way.
Jesus Christ.
I was so afraid. Like, I had so many nightmares after watching, like, the most innocent movie.
Well, it's crazy because...
I guess it's really not the most innocent movie. She wants to skin them and make them into a coat.
That's true.
Right.
That's very true. But it's interesting how, like, a child's brain warps things. Because I remember... There was this dream that I had. Well, I remember this one from when I was still in car seats, because in the dream I was in a car seat. And I remember this nightmare because it was a reoccurring one that I would have, where I was in the car and I could see my mom at this house that was far in the distance. And the next thing I knew, the car is just going down this really steep hill, and there's all these turns and like crazy curves, and it's speeding down this hill, and I could see in the rearview mirror my mom and like a cop car chasing after me, and I would always wake up before they got me. And really what happened in real life, she was at this person's house that she used to babysit, like, for the kid, and they would, like, I guess we would hang out when we were babies, and she forgot to put the emergency brake, and the car maybe moved like a foot. And she jumped back in and, like, grabbed it. Like, it didn't go anywhere. And she wasn't even at the house yet. Like, but my brain interpreted it as, like, this crazy thing that happened. And it caused crazy nightmares.
I was shaking as a baby.
Isn't that weird? That explains a lot. Sorry, I had to.
That was quick. It was good. It was real fast.
My dad told me that he was, you know, when I was little, I would scream and cry and whatever when my mom was, like, teaching ballet, and he didn't know what to do, so he'd just shake me until I stopped. I was like, thanks a lot, dude. I could have been, like, a genius or something. Now I got a fucking shitty podcast and I'm making $15,000 a year, dick. I blame my father.
Oh, no!
See, now I'm... fucking spilling alcohol. Fuck.
Go get the magic eraser.
Alright.
Go.